This is Radio Kate. I've just stepped out of the Welcome Centre in Walthamstow, where I have to say I'm genuinely moved by just all the goodwill from local residents. We have got so much food. I mean, we have like a cake mountain. There is so much milk, it won't fit in the fridge. There's a whole sink full of bottles of milk. We're trying to keep cold so we can make thousands of cups of tea with all the tea bags and coffee. We even got Nesquik because we had so much milk, and somebody jokily tweeted that we could make milkshakes. It's incredible. The whole community here, we've had so many people offering their support that we've actually had to take a list and call people back if and when they're needed. We've got baked potatoes in the oven, somebody's bought pizzas, there's a batch of soup going, there's a mountain of grated cheese, we've got biscuits and cakes and fruit. It's really very moving, and I've just had a really frenetic kind of a day. I'm trying to follow all the content that's coming in on Audioboo, and I mean, gosh, I'm doing my best to make sure that everything that comes in that's relevant is tagged with #LondonRiots. If you are audiobooing, if you are in London or in anywhere else around the UK where you're being affected by these riots, then, you know, please do let us know what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what's going on in your community, and tag it with #LondonRiots, all one word, London Riots. Even if you're in a different area, then tag it also with the area you're in, because that way it will all get picked up. If you can, please put in the location either on the map or by turning the geolocation on your phone in the app. If you don't have the app, just go download it. It's Audioboo. Really very, very quick, simple way to record what's going on, like I'm doing now, and then share it with other people. I mean, there have been some incredible Audioboos today. I mean, the one from the World Service with those two girls, unbelievable. And then people talking about their shops being destroyed, and there was one girl who was just ranting. And I just went, yeah, that, you know, I'm angry. I'm so angry about what's going on. And I just needed to step outside for a moment and talk to myself, basically. I just can't believe what's happening. It's really, really upsetting. And talking to those police officers, they've been working so hard, you know, 22 and a half hours for one shift and then straight on to do an 18-hour shift, and I just don't know what's going to happen today, but it's so upsetting. It's actually making me really upset. I feel like something really bad has happened to one of my best friends, and I'm powerless to do very much about it. But I'm just trying to keep up with the audioboos, trying to get those stories out there, and I'm here. If any of the police or volunteers or firefighters, anybody who wants a cup of tea, we have got mountains, as I say. We've got thousands of tea bags, lots of coffee and milkshake, cake, biscuits, fruit, whatever you want, please pop down. And this is a really nice thing. It's a real kind of community spirit, and it's not often in London that you do feel properly a part of your community. The last time I felt properly a part of my community is when we went out to try and save the local cinema. And there was a huge feeling of goodwill, and we're all here again now, but it's also quite sad. There's a beautiful butterfly that's just stopped on the fence in front of me, so a little ray of hope, perhaps. But I'm going to get back now and try and write up a new blog for Audioboo. As I say, if you want to see some of these incredible stories that are coming out, just audioboo.fm. And then just put in the tag London Riots and you'll see all of the content that's been sent in today, and there is quite a lot of it, so have a little pick through that, and let's just hope it doesn't kick off too badly tonight.